are listening to the official Hitchcock in America podcast, episode 1! I don't remember what episode of the Hitchcocks in Cape Town podcast this is.
We're not in Cape Town.
But we're not in Cape Town. Colin's not here. I would like to welcome my guest for this episode, Miss Annie DiMario.
Hello.
Annie has been my fake roommate for the past few weeks. She has graciously put me up while I'm visiting Pittsburgh, and it's been really fun. Colin and I miss each other like crazy, and our original concept for this episode was for him to record, like, about what's going on with him in Cape Town, and for me to record what's going on with me in America, but I'm pretty sure he didn't do it.
Also, you didn't tell me this. I don't know that I can live up to that.
So I'm going to summarize for you my guess as to what Colin's been doing in Cape Town. Well, I also know because we've been talking a lot. But basically the answer is he watched the entire series of The Wire. He's been cooking a lot of steak and hanging out at home. But Colin's really good at being home alone. I think I miss him more than he misses me, which is crazy because I've been having so many adventures. For example, when I first got here, we went to my friend Ben's wedding, which was super fun. That was in West Virginia. And then on the way home from West Virginia, we went to, what is it called? It sounds like an Italian restaurant.
Cabela's.
Cabela's.
I want to say Cabela's, but I think it's Cabela's.
And if you've never been there, it's like Toys R Us, but for hunting and camping. And it's amazing.
They have what you think are going to be animatronics. There's a big grocery store.
There's one animatronic hunter who says, like,
oh, yeah.
Don't walk away just yet. I have more stories about white-tailed deer.
But there are all of these animals that you think are going to be animatronics. Like the grocery store where I grew up, Jungle Jim's.
Has animatronic animals?
Yeah. It has, like, Robin Hood World with talking foxes.
Is this a Cincinnati thing?
Yeah.
I am jealous
of you. And they have four aisles of hot sauce. It's an amazing place. But so that's kind of what you expect from Cabela's, but then you realize they're just dead.
Yeah, they're just taxidermed.
They're taxidermed.
And there is one section of Cabela's called Africa, which has a bunch of African animals. And I walked in there by myself and said, I live in Africa. And God bless these nice West Virginian dudes. They were like, really? Have you seen these animals? And I said, no, but I've eaten that and that and that. It was really fun.
Which they probably appreciated.
Yes.
Being
so,
hunters.
I love how the thing to talk about is like, so whatever, Ben got married. We went to
Cabela's. They have Whitetail World.
Whitetail World, we learned everything you could ever want to know about deer.
Yeah, we can identify now. We can distinguish whitetails from
mule deers.
Mule deers.
It's all in the antlers. Also, the reason that antlers look gross is because of blood.
Yeah, that's why they're colored, because they bleed so much when they're growing their antlers, which they do yearly.
Yearly!
But it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Good. So that was adventure number one. And then I went to Seattle to visit my sister and brother-in-law and to meet my baby niece, Veronica, who is, God damn it, the cutest baby in the world.
Yeah, I'll back this up. I haven't met her, but she's not my niece, and I've seen a lot of pictures, and I can therefore objectively say she's crazy cute.
And as I wrote on my blog, my sister was ailing after having had surgery, so I ended up extending my stay to keep helping her out a lot with the baby. And I kind of, you know, as much as I was happy to be there to help my family, I was kind of, like, bummed that I was missing Pittsburgh time. And then especially, friend of the blog, Abby Feuder, got engaged. And I missed her initial engagement celebration. And I was just, like, so, like, lonesome for Pittsburgh. Because it was such a so close but so far away situation. So the new happy news is because of Hurricane Sandy, which has already killed many people, and it's a tragedy, and I hope everybody is staying safe and evacuating Megan Etzel, I get to stay here longer.
Yay.
So I called British Airways. I had a really nice customer service guy. So I'm staying through Thursday when originally I was going to be leaving tomorrow.
Yay.
So yay! We've been drinking hurricanes to celebrate.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
That's why we
is bought
that.
Is that why we bought them?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, they make hurricanes pre-made in
we
a bottle.
Decided we
I didn't know
to
that.
Get pre-made booze because last night was the Eveline Halloween event, which I've written about on the blog, and I'll link up to that. But yeah, it's the craziest, most fun party that we go to all year. And this was the best one ever, in my opinion.
It was a lot of fun. It's a huge party, but it was so relaxed.
Right. And what were you for Halloween? Tell our listeners.
I was not a nurse, as many people inexplicably thought I was. I was Jackie Kennedy. So the theme of the party was the end of the world.
Yes.
Because of 2012.
And because this is allegedly the last one.
Allegedly.
The last Eveline Halloween event.
Yes. So I went as Jackie Kennedy the day JFK died to symbolize the end of Camelot, the end of that world.
The end of American innocence.
Yeah. So I wore the pink dress and the pillbox hat, but we covered it in blood, rather historically accurately, I would say.
Historical accuracy side. Is really important to us in this costume, and to Annie's mother, who sent her a text message reminding her to put blood on her stockings.
She had blood on her stockings. Apparently it's something that really stuck with my 14-year-old mother at the time.
Something we found notable was how difficult it was to find pictures from that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard to find. And I think it is because the internet has collectively agreed to preserve
her dignity. They would do that now. I think they just didn't release a lot of pictures at the time.
Okay.
But it's possible.
I don't know.
Anyway, Robin Hitchcock is a costume genius, and
this is something I've learned about me. I'm going to add this to my list of weird talents. Like, I'm really good at ordering. I'm really good at improvising costumes.
We, you know, half hour before the party, we've got the dress on a bunch of newspapers in my hallway, and I'm very concerned. Do I spray here? Do I put blood here? How do we make the brain matter? And she just takes all this stuff and bam, bam, bam. There's the brain matter. There's the blood. It looked great. Many people commented on the brain matter.
Well, that was your idea. I just
executed. Yeah, but you did it.
Yeah. And I also made my friend Josh, who did a great couples costume with his awesome girlfriend Chelsea. They were Tobias and Lindsay Fumke from Arrested Development. And I made his cutoffs because Tobias is a never nude. And that got a little awkward because my scissors and hands were weirdly close to my platonic friend's package and with his girlfriend in the room. But they came out really great. And I also really helped Abby with another great couple's costume. Abby and Mike, the newly engaged couple, went as Zool and Rick Moranis' character, whose name is escaping me, from the Ghostbusters. The gatekeeper and the keymaster, basically. And I helped Abby make her Zool dress. I really was a Halloween superstar this year.
I want Robin to have a sitcom called The Costume Doctor, where she's called in last minute to various events. Unfortunately, you can only really do that on Halloween, I guess.
I mean,
not in our world, but in most worlds.
Yes, exactly. When I went out with Josh and Chelsea, I borrowed Chelsea's Wonder Woman costume from a previous Halloween, and bought a wig that, man, as soon as I put that wig on, I was like, I hate having short blonde hair! I want to have long black hair! Because I'm the most fickle person about my hair ever. But that was, like, just the costume came out, I didn't make that. It worked out weirdly great. And then I had purchased a Captain America bodysuit costume off the internet.
Because I wanted those. Spectacular.
Even though I have this talent of making last-minute Halloween costume changes, I tend to buy my costumes rather than make them. And it was spectacular. And people were grabbing my ass all night. And I kept saying, don't get fresh! But it's just the best party in the world.
It really is. One thing that I have been talking about, because we've been rehashing it all day, is that this is it's in a house. Someone's house, a guy we know, a friend of ours, his house, and it's a lovely old house in my neighborhood, thank God. It's just a few streets away. And, we've spent a lot of time in this house, both for and not for this party, so we've become familiar with it. And every year at this party, all of a sudden I find a new room or a new nook and cranny, or things look so different that I don't recognize them. And it's really like a secret space that has all these kinds of, which I think is one of the most fun things about it.
As Annie said, the day after the Eveline really is, the Eveline's so epic that the day after it is devoted to rehashing it.
Yeah, and emotions are running high at times. Not in a bad way.
Well, and I miraculously escaped a hangover. and
Robin was quite adorable. I keep waiting for Robin to get sad. being in America, being away from her husband. Hi, Colin. She misses you very much, and she talks about it a lot.
Well, that was part of what was going on with me today.
Oh. But it doesn't happen after beverages. It happens, and after beverages, you know, just pure happiness.
This trip has been incredibly emotional. Between Ben getting married, Abby getting engaged, my sister being sick. My sister literally had surgery the day I arrived in America. The hurricane. This has just been a crazy emotional trip. So today, part of my getting over the Eveline symptoms was just bursting into tears. We were watching the Steelers game at a Dunkin' Donuts, and a commercial for a credit union came on.
And I want to jump in here, as I'm part of this podcast, and say that my role in this is I keep being gone when this happens, and then I walk into fits of tears.
The aftermath, right. Yeah. So Annie comes back to the table, and I'm weeping openly, because in this commercial, this woman soldier, you know, dressed in her army fatigues, has her arms wide open as her young son runs to her to welcome her home. And I'm getting choked up again. She just looked so happy. And so part of the reason I cried is I thought about being reunited with Colin.
Oh, God.
And I'm not a hero.
You're a hero. You were a hero in Seattle.
Thank you.
And Robin is saving my life here because I just started a new job. Literally, actually, the first day Robin was here was my first day working in my house, which is where I work. It was my third day on the job, but the first 2 days I was away. So she's been here every day I've been working, and it's almost like having a real coworker, which I haven't had in a long time. Except we don't have, it's like a coworker, but we don't have to talk about boring work.
So that was the first thing that made me cry. And then later, Liz was reading the internet over my shoulder. We were looking at that Tumblr that one of the nosy bitches posted of, the sexist Halloween costumes. And Annie was playing records. She has a great record collection. And she put on Still Crazy After All These Years.
Because it's Sunday.
And you like listening to Paul Simon on Sundays.
And we have been drinking the night before. Yeah. It seems like the way to go.
And I started thinking about Colin and also just the loveliness of that song.
Yeah.
And again, started crying.
And I'm in the kitchen doing dishes.
And Liz starts going, our friend Liz, she'll be a guest on the podcast one day. She does this thing where she kind of squeaks. And it either happens when she's laughing really hard, which I think was part of it, or if she's, concerned. So Annie heard Liz's concerned squeak. I can't really imitate it. Can you imitate it?
I don't know.
And she comes in and sees me crying and just adorably takes the record off and puts on... What did you put on?
David Rose and his orchestra play The Stripper... And other fun songs for the family.
I'm going to have to pop a picture of this record cover.
It's amazing. It cost me 25 cents.
I always leave those stickers on. All right. So Annie, before we sign off, I would like to ask you, what has been your favorite part of this crazy emotional roller coaster of a month?
Okay. So for those of you who don't know my history, I was in grad school. I lived in Pittsburgh before I went to school. I moved away in 2010, and I just came back in June. So
After I left.
Yes. So I came back, with Robin not here, which was weird for me because she had always been here when I was in Pittsburgh, but probably not as weird as it was for everybody else because they were just getting over her absence where I had not been perpetually around her.
Just, they hardly are over it.
Well, you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. I'm giving you a hard time.
Yeah. So I've been reintegrating myself alone without Robin here, which at times has been very difficult, but still I've been kind of used to not being in her presence all the time. Now she's here and it feels like she never left.
Yes.
She's reintegrated seamlessly. And I am a little bit nervous about what things are going to be like after you leave again.
Me too.
It will be okay. What was the question?
I basically was setting you up to say how great it's been to have me here.
It has been. And I'm not, like, I've also not been living by myself for the last couple of years, and now I am, and I even did have a tiny bit of, like, oh, somebody's going to be here all the time. It is no problem. I want you never to leave. I love having you in my house.
Thank you. I've been trying to be a good house guest.
Oh, you're amazing.
We have had, Annie and I have been having the problem of not being able to go to bed. And it reminds me of college.
I know.
Of that, like, that feeling when you first go to college of, like, every night's a sleepover. Because we'll be so tired because of our adventures and then not be able to shut up. And, like, literally, when we left, our traditional Eaton Park goss debrief the day after the Eveline, we left at 10, and I was like,
we were ready to go to bed.
And I was like, just real quick before we go to bed, let's record this podcast. An hour and a half later, we finally got around to turning on the mic.
And we're still so tired.
Yeah.
But we're still talking.
So, to wrap up, I again would like to thank Annie for being on the show and for having me in your house. Even though, as you just said, it's been really fun, I still super, wonderful. Super appreciate you putting me up.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I also like, hi, Colin, having Colin in my house by proxy.
Colin and I have been FaceTiming a lot.
And it's incredible. Most of the time, I'm trying not to listen, or I'm running around doing other things. But a couple of times, I've been right there. Sometimes we just have her
in the conversation.
Yeah, and it's extraordinary. Colin language, it's amazing. And working in his outbreak coat, it's awesome. Colin, you're awesome.
Colin, you are awesome. I'm so glad to have met you. And then I guess that's the other thing I wanted to say. As great as it is to have Annie on the show, I miss Colin so much. I'm going insane. Like, I feel kind of guilty, like, celebrating staying in America, not just because my reason for staying here the extra few days is because of a horrible tragedy that's probably going to kill people and destroy a lot of property, but because I miss Colin and I want to be, I've missed him since the day I left. So, Colin, this shout out is for you. Anyway, thanks for listening, and probably next week, you know, fingers crossed, I will be back to our regularly scheduled Hitchdies in Cape Town programming.
Ew.
Annie's making a sad face. I am so sad to be leaving America, but so happy to be going back to see Colin.
And she still has 4 more days.
I still have 4 more days. So everybody, stay safe. Get yourself to a safe place and have fun. Make the best of it.
Yeah. Eat SpaghettiOs.
If the power goes out, I recommend Trivial Pursuit. That's what my family had, a box that had Trivial Pursuit, flashlights, batteries, candles. Anyway, guys.
Bye, everyone.
God bless America.
Yeah, God bless America. And Sandy, keep it cool.
That's right.
I forgot the other thing we did.
What did we do?
We got my first manicure.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that real briefly.
It was really fun. We went to the mall, and that's the whole story.